I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about my heart sunk to the floor.
Uh-oh.
Well, Margaret, that happens a lot, huh?
Yes, it does.
A lot of times in a relationship when things aren't going well, your partner will say or do something that just kind of makes your world feel like it's ending. It's amazing how somebody could just say one thing.
And it can, yeah, it can feel like the end of the world to you.
Yeah. And so today I have a really interesting email coaching, and there's quite a bit going on here. So I thought you guys would find this one interesting, okay? This is actually from a gay couple. We'll call the guy Max. And Max is in his late 20s, and we're going to call his ex Larry.
Okay, Max and Larry.
Max and Larry. Larry's in his early to mid-20s, okay? So he says, I am a shy, introverted gay male and met my ex Larry, a social extrovert, on Tinder last October. We dated for 10 months. He is a student and he's, let's say, interested in martial arts, to leave a little bit more vague. Okay. He works a part-time job, and he also enjoys playing music and his time off. Now, they live about an hour and a half away from each other. Mm-hmm. He said, I felt like he wasn't as invested or committed as me. He had a straight best friend. We'll call him Tim.
Tim.
Okay. He had a straight best friend named Tim.
Okay.
His friends described them as touchy when drunk.
Ah.
My ex talked about him a lot. They would go on 2 to 3 hour scenic drives together and cook together. Mm-hmm. Then, one day, my ex looked at me longingly, so I asked, what's up? And he said, you just really look like Tim there.
Oh, boy.
And my heart sunk to the floor.
Right.
I still kept it inside and told myself if something like that happened again, I would talk to him. Next week, he called me Tim in a conversation.
I see.
He immediately started apologizing. Then later that night, when no one was talking to him, he utters out, just so you all know, Tim is just my friend. There's nothing going on there. I don't know who he was talking to in this situation. It was a little confusing. He said no one was talking to him, and he just says it out of nowhere. Sounds like it was coming out of his unconscious, eh, Margaret?
It does sound like it, and it sounds like he was very well aware that his partner had picked it up.
Uh-huh. I talked to him. He said he used to have a crush on him. This led to a messy breakup, but eventually getting back together. Also, he asked me for an open relationship during this time due to some sexual incompatibilities. He said he sees sex and love as separate.
My feeling on most of these things are, you know, the more integrated things are, the better off you are. If people can see sex and love as not connected, then it can end up with some very strange relationships where you might have a sexual relationship with someone you don't care about that much, and that's comfortable for some people, but it doesn't usually stand the test of time.
Sure. I declined the open relationship.
Yes, good.
This made me anxious the remaining 6 months of our relationship. Reason one, he'd go on trips with Tim to visit friends out of state. where he wouldn't know if I was invited or would tell me his friend said I wasn't invited. He would also cancel plans with me to hang out with Tim. I thought that was insensitive, considering my previously discussed insecurities with him. Reason 2. Found out he'd been Snapchatting a guy daily that he met on Grindr. That's a hookup site. Yep. He said he was just a friend and lived in a different state and begrudgingly said that he would stop talking to him. But months later, they were still talking. Mm-hmm. Tried being friends, but said I needed some space first. However, he kept texting me immediately after the breakup. He was hot and cold. I would let him initiate conversations. He would reach out by sending me cute videos that pertain to our relationship. He even drove down to hang out with me a few times.
Now, okay, how old is he?
He's in his late 20s.
Okay. All right. The other guy is?
In his early to mid 20s.
Okay.
I got anxious from the mixed signals, and one day I asked him to hang out, and he got weird. So I asked again if there was any chance for us, and he said no. Meanwhile, he's reaching out and sending mixed messages.
Well, he obviously would be fine with having it both ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I said that this was too confusing and we shouldn't be friends. We haven't talked since, but he still looks at all my Facebook posts, wears my armband that I got him, keeps the gifts I gave him in his room, and makes indirect comments to me on Facebook. My anxiety caused a lot of arguments, but did I have grounds for it?
I think so.
Absolutely.
You were getting mixed messages all over the place. And I think the most important piece of information that we have is that he can separate sex and love. So he may be coming back to this guy saying, I have sex with all these different people, but I love you.
Yeah.
Right.
But it sounds like he's really in love with this other guy,
yes,
Tim.
Yes, he does. And he doesn't seem to understand that.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like that can happen and you don't quite know. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is a... First of all, he doesn't ask if they should try and get back together. He asks if he has grounds for the anxiety, which absolutely...
Yes, he does.
I mean, he's unconsciously letting out, oh, by the way, me and Tim are just friends.
Yeah.
To who? Who is he talking to?
Yeah.
He's canceling plans with his partner to go hanging out with this person.
And then expects the partner to understand that there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
Not reasonable.
No, it's not at all. And he should be angry by the way he was treated by this guy.
Yes, he certainly should. He certainly should. And you certainly can't see this guy making a commitment.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he still has major feelings for this other guy.
Yeah.
Even though he makes it sound like he doesn't anymore. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either. And he's still talking with someone on the computer. So this guy is still looking to see what he wants. And I don't think he knows.
No. But he even called this guy Tim.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, several times.
Well, that's an ongoing joke, isn't it? Yeah. I screamed out the wrong name. Oops. Oh, so-and-so, yeah.
So, you know, it seems to me like they have very different needs here.
Yeah.
And this guy, what do we call him, Larry?
Mm-hmm.
Larry wants to be single, but be in a relationship.
Yes.
And he wants to keep him from kind of being happy and... you know, living his life, he keeps him hanging on.
He keeps him hanging on.
While he is hanging out with this other guy, canceling plans with him, not, you know, going out of state with this other guy and leaving him, not knowing if he was even invited or not. I mean, he just seems very inconsiderate and disrespectful.
Very. No wonder this poor guy is confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't think...
The most honest thing this guy did was ask for an open relationship, because that's apparently what he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he seems like he is not a very thoughtful, considerate partner.
Right.
And I'm talking about Larry.
Yeah.
Right? Because look at all these cruel things he's done here.
And they are cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're emotionally abusive.
He was on the dating site, the hookup site.
Right.
He said he begrudgingly stopped with that guy.
But then he found out he didn't stop at all.
Yeah, and then he got caught again. So, you know, I wouldn't recommend dating somebody like this.
No.
He's just not showing any signs that he really wants a commitment.
No, not at all.
So, I think all of his behaviors were setting off his anxiety.
Sure. And, you know, Max, right? The other guy's name. Max may legitimately have some anxiety that he might want to explore further or work on. But was his feeling understandable and reasonable and appropriate and healthy? Yes.
Yeah.
And as Craig points out, where's his anger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was not right. The way he was treated here by Larry is incredibly selfish and, you know, just cruel.
Yep.
I mean, to treat somebody so poorly is cruel.
And people of many sexual ways can get in. And there are always some, in whatever combination you can think of, who really want an open relationship, and that's okay. But it's not going to work with somebody who really wants a commitment. Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, when he's not upfront or honest about
things. And he hasn't been honest at any point, except, as I say, in asking for the open relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't date this guy here. No. I would consider moving on. Obviously, you can take a look at yourself and consider your other relationships where you triggered easily by anxiety, you know, and figure out, you know, not just base it on this relationship where you're dealing with somebody who's going to trigger a lot of anxiety.
But it would be useful for you to figure out your attachment style.
Yeah,
okay?
Of course.
And if it's anxious, it's anxious, and you can learn to live with that in a way that everybody can live with.
Yeah. Yeah. But we can understand why his heart sunk to the floor.
I'm sorry this happened to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why we say you got to take your time getting to know people. Take it slow. And you also really want to understand attachment issues and what a healthy relationship looks like, so you know how to avoid dating someone like Larry.
Right. And this guy doesn't know what he wants. And that's a red flag always, that you may not be dealing with somebody who's truly an adult and has figured out who they are and what they want.
So hopefully you found this video helpful. Of course, if you want to get my help personally, you can go to my website, askcraig.net. Sign up for the coaching option that works best for you. I do email coaching and I do Skype. And Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you feel that I can be helpful, please sign up.
If you don't think she could be helpful, I don't even know what you're doing on this channel. That's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on schedule coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.